This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I adventure out of the studio and head over to Side Door to talk about a great Goose Island beer dinner happening there. And we make some plans to go curling. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're out of the studio again. It's always exciting when we leave the studio and, you know, venture into this great city of ours. And we're here at Side Door. Side Door. I keep thinking Sidecar. It jumps in my head, but it's a Side Door. I even entered on the Side Door.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. Yeah, we're Side Door, which is part of Lowry's. We opened about 10 months ago. 11 months ago now. Yeah,
man. And the voice you hear is beverage director Jeff Vandertuck. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir.
Right on, man. How are you, man?
I'm excellent. Yourself?
Doing good. Yeah, so we're here because, we had to get out. And every time, you know how the show is by now, right? You know, we talk about this week in Chicago beer, last week's events. We get into this week's events. We always drink something fun. But on occasion, when there's a really cool event that you really need to know about, we go straight to the source and we get the people.
Go there, yeah.
we get the people throwing the party, man. So that's what we're doing today.
And just like every week, we're drinking some local beer. This time, it's not super local because we ventured over to our neighbors in Indiana. We got some Upland Dandelion. Dandelion? Is that how we're saying it?
Yes, sir. Or so we believe. Yeah, it's a wild ale that I do. We always try to get our hands on it whenever we can.
Yeah, so this is a dark wild ale. Looks like it's aged for a year in American white oak barrels with Brettanomyces and Lactobacillus. And it's pouring pretty damn good.
Yeah, I like it. I haven't had this beer before. This is the first time you guys have tasted this too?
I had it one time before, but yes.
Yeah, I think this is my first time, man. I was sharing with Jeff how at Navy Pier at the beer camp over the summer, people completely lost their shit because these beers you usually can't get them unless there's a lottery system and then you have to go to Bloomington and all this jazz. And when these came out and they were rotating them every hour, people really got excited. The most excited that I've seen all year. So
yeah, well, before we talk about this event coming up. Oh, yeah, it's too sour for you? Too much?
It's emotional, man.
Before we get into this event, this great Goose Island event, anything we should talk about? We checked out this last week, or should we just dive into it? Because this is a really great event, and we want to talk about Side Door here and everything that they have to offer.
Absolutely, man. I think we should dive right into it. What do you think?
All right. So this episode comes out on Wednesdays. Yeah. And this event is Wednesday night. It's Tuesday for us, so we're getting a little sneak peek of this menu here and learning about the event.
Yeah, and we won't give everything away, but this is a Side Door and Goose Island beer dinner. This is Wednesday, the 21st at 7 p.m. I want to set it up for people a little bit, Jeff. Like, a lot of people don't know that this is here. So we're at, just so you guys know, we're at Lori's Prime Rib has a gastropub project called Sidebar. And shit, sorry. Side Door. And I'm going to let you speak about it. But basically, right, it's this brand new concept. You've got this old, beautiful Chicago mansion where this legendary steakhouse sits, and then you've got this project. Talk about the project that you're working on.
Yeah, we opened up, like I said, about roughly 11 months ago. The idea was really to generate a new generation for Lowry's guests. We wanted to go at a younger generation, a different demographic, and try to carry them on through the years and then eventually, hopefully, bring them into Lowry's. That was the idea. So what we do is basically we have a rotating menu, mostly seasonal. We change it on a weekly basis. Our beer program is definitely seasonal as well. We always try to find one-off random beers that you're not going to be able to find everywhere. They're sought after rare beers that everybody wants to get their hands on. So we've been trying to develop a program over the last 10 months, and it's gone quite well. We're taking it in for Goose Island dinner. We got our hands on a good number of the variants, actually. A little surprise for everyone. We got our hands on all the variants.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to be showcasing all those tomorrow night. We have, I believe, 8 spots left. So we'd love to see you. If you wanted to contact me, I'd be more than happy to do so. You could contact me at 312-787-5000 if you are interested. My name's Jeff Vandertuck.
And so is this the, like, how many dinners have you guys done? Is this like the first one with Goose Island, or is this an ongoing thing? You do a dinner every month? Or like, what's the idea behind this one and moving forward too?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be doing about a dinner a month. We've already done one with Two Brothers. Our first one was with Firestone Walker. I did one that was just with a bunch of different large formats that I basically put together, paired, and then presented to the guests.
Right?
No, this is different from that. So I've done that in addition to another.
Okay.
But the really the idea of what we're doing is pairing food with beer, wine, bourbon. We really want guests to experience what the two can do for one another. You know, food is a wonderful thing for beer. Beer is a wonderful thing for food. And when they play off each other correctly, puts a smile on my face. So, yeah, it's a great deal. But, yeah, we're doing them once a month. It's looking like we're going to do one with Against the Grain come March.
Okay.
I'm trying to expose people to a lot of things that they don't get exposed to here in Chicago. Against the Grain is not huge here in Chicago. It's up and coming. I am a huge fan of everything that they do. We have a lot of their beers on our list, and I continue.
Kentucky, something like that.
It's in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, they do a lot of it's all over the place. They do everything from sours to, you know, they have a Kentucky Fried Chicken to, you know, they do a wild ale with cocoa nibs and chocolate.
That beer is a mess because it's got feathers on it.
Yeah.
You get feathers in your glass. It's terrible.
Yeah, they actually changed it and removed the feathers because was such a problem. So, yeah, now you don't have that issue.
Yeah,
but they did before.
We did that on the Hopcast. I think we were also maybe in the hot tub when we were doing it.
What the hell are you doing in the hot tub, man?
So it was a disaster.
I bought that bottle. It was the wildest format I've ever seen. The wildest presentation I think I've ever seen. It's covered in feathers.
It's unique. You definitely get the... it's a head turner, that's for sure.
So, yeah, man. So what I really like about this space, right, is that, you know, here we are, and, you know, you're not going, we all know that craft beer is becoming, like, you know, it's a mainstream thing at this point in most places. You know, a lot of these restaurants down here, you know, they have some sort of craft beer presence, but you're diving really deep. Like, I'm looking at this cellar list, and this is, you know, you're not playing any games, man. You got Madam Rose in your cellar, you know, next to, like, you know, Firestone Walker and, you know, some choice selections from Deschutes. How did you land on this list, and like what are some of your inspirations behind putting together these particular beers? You got a lot of Belgians on here and a lot of New World classics too.
Well, I've been in the industry for quite some time, and pretty much everywhere I've been, I've done the beer program, and I've developed relationships over that time.
I thought that was the ghost we were talking
about. Yeah, right.
Oh, this place is haunted.
Yeah, this room we're in is supposedly haunted. Yeah.
Yeah, so they say. I haven't experienced it yet, but we'll see. Plenty of my coworkers have. But yeah, I really believe it's all about relationships. You know, I have a really good relationship with Windy City, really good relationship with actually CBS and with Lakeshore Beverage, and I think it really roots at that. Once you can show them what your passion for what they have and what you're trying to build, I think they really, really appreciate that and want to see that succeed. But, you know, it's really about taste and selling, honestly. So some of these beers, you got to push. This Goose Island dinner was a heck of a thing for me to make happen. I had to press some serious buttons to make it happen, but it happened in the end. And it takes a lot of work, but we're making it happen here, and we're really excited about it. Over the next year, I can just foresee this, you know, taking even the next level on it. So,
How has the crowd been, or I guess your clientele that's been coming in? I know you want them to kind of usher them into the restaurant. Are you getting the vice versa happening from people that were over at the restaurant coming here for a drink after dinner, or are they kind of are they both sides appreciated of what you're doing here?
Definitely more side door than the Lowry side. I definitely try to introduce the Lowry side to new things as well. And those maybe 1 out of 10 that really appreciate what I'm doing, they love it. They're over the top and they're loyal moving forward. A lot of the side door guests are, I'd say you know, 25 to 35 or 40 years old, way more open to experimenting, trying new things. And a lot of them come in and they'll just be like, Jeff, I want you to kind of guide this one. So I'll pair everything for them with whatever they're doing. I love it. I mean, I eat it up. And they have a lot of fun. So when they leave, they just come, you're leaving with this experience that you don't normally get. And that's the idea of what we're doing. So I'm trying to train my coworkers to make sure that they can continue to give that experience to every guest that walks in the door. Okay. So my hope is over the next year, I can take it to a next level where they're knowing all the different types of hops and the different flavor profiles and just take it to that next level. But it's going to take some time, but we're going to get there.
Right. Is it harder being in the loop or downtown versus maybe in one of the neighborhoods where you do have a group of loyal customers? Where here you probably get a mix of people that do live in the area, but also people from out of town. You know, they heard, you know, steaks here are great and they're over here or something like that, or just, you know, visiting from another state.
Oh yeah, definitely a mixed bag. I'd say, you know, 60-40. We have a lot of locals around here, but a lot of those locals, they're not, the ones that are around here that are coming to our place are definitely all in on the craft scene, no question. And a lot of people that are coming in from out of town, they'll look at us on Yelp, they'll see that, you know, obviously we've done well. And then they'll come in after reading the reviews and experience the brews that we have to offer when they're in from California. So they'll come in and our list looks like a foreign language to them. Uh-huh. But I guide them through it, and then they experience things they'd never experienced in California. It's kind of one of the first things that I ask everybody, where are you from? I want to give you something you can't get from where you're at.
Right, yeah.
Every time I do that.
And over here, you don't have that many options. You have Farmhouse and Clark Street Ale House and Purple Pig is a little bit of a ways, but yeah, kind of.
Not too many. Timothy O'Toole's, you know, things of that nature, but not too many that are like us. I like to say that we are definitely a unique concept in the area.
So let's run down this dinner. What are we getting at this dinner? If you show up, what are you enjoying?
Yeah, this looks pretty intense. So this is I'm guessing a collaboration between like you and maybe the chef here, and you've got three courses and a dessert. And we'll start
epic dessert.
Yeah, we'll set it up a little bit for you, right? Like, we'll start with the beers. Lilith, which is their Fulton and Wood pomegranate Berliner Weiss, and then Madame Rose is, and then Bourbon County Stout, and then for dessert you get a flight of all the latest variants of BCS.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm getting choked up again, man.
That Lilith is great, and I could see it going well with that first course salad, right? That looks like a salad kind of thing.
Yeah, in a salad with like blackberries and pecans. I'll tell you something, man. This Lilith, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, man. We took the brew bus to the Goose Island Fulton, right? Where production facility, and there's this serious lineup of beers. You know, there's the Muddy, and then there's BCS and Wild Turkey barrels, and then there's, you know. And then there's this West Coast IPA and all this stuff you don't get. And then, but dude, I found myself riding this Lilith like the entire day, man. It's just so poundable, man. Like pomegranates and like a 3.5% beer, right?
Yeah. It's a low ABV Berliner Weiss. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think that was Hunnameter's way in there because he was part of that beer for the Fulton and Wood project. So he needed a beer he could drink all day.
Yeah. The jewel on this list for me is Madame Rose.
Yeah.
How the hell did you get Madame Rose?
Begging. A lot of it. I definitely had to press some buttons on that. I absolutely love Madame Rose. Is my favorite of all their sours. You know, that and Juliet are at the top of my list. Pretty excited for it to come out this year as well. I had a couple bottles lying around that I have for our cellar list that we're going to be basically breaking out over the next month, I would say probably 3 weeks from now. And I'm pretty excited about that. But to have it on this dinner, that was next level for me. So I got to thank Rick Wolp from from Goose Island. He's a good man. And
Shout out to Rick Wolp, man. We've had some encounters with Rick, man. Rick's a great guy.
Yeah, Rick's a great guy. Yeah. And Joe Meyer from Lakeshore Beverage. Those two guys are dynamite, so I can't tell them how much I appreciate that.
Can you walk us through a little bit of the creative process when you're putting together these dinners? Because a lot of what you do, like you said, on this close to where you are on Michigan Ave, a lot of it is, hey, how do I present these beers in a way that people can appreciate them? And a lot of that is pairing it with food.
Walk us through what you and the chef are going through when you're putting together something like this.
Absolutely. It's really a beautiful thing. Chef Brian Quack and I have an unbelievable relationship, you know, in comparison to a lot of places with the front and the back of the house. And so we sit down. We actually redo the menu, or not redo, but we add new menu items every Wednesday. So we sit down, and we do talk about what's going to pair well with different items. We are always thinking about that with every new menu item that we put on there. Especially for this dinner specifically, we start at the salad. A lot of the time it's me putting out a base. I'll tell him, hey, let's do this, this, and this, and then he'll go icing on the cake and put this, this, and this. We tried each of these beers prior to making this menu, so we knew the flavor profile.
That's a tough job.
Yeah.
It's
rough, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do to make it happen. So, yeah, we did that, and you know, he's getting more and more educated on the pairing aspect on his end, and then I'm learning from him as far as the food's concerned. So it's really a beautiful thing, and doing this once a month, we're getting better and better at it. So I'm pretty excited what the future holds.
Awesome. Well, looks like a great dinner, and yeah, we'll include a link to email or call you, and you know. You know, there's only a few spots left, so definitely get on that. And if you haven't had any of the variants or are missing one, like if you haven't had proprietors or coffee, you know, this is a great chance to try this one because
I've still never had on draft.
Oh, okay.
I've still never had proprietors on draft.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that proprietors this year was special. It's one of my favorite, honestly, top five beers I've ever had.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah, I'm not, not kidding. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. So, Jeff. We got the space we're in, and you guys are clearly on a successful project, right? Because it seems like, you know, you're occupying this, you know, the side door space on Ontario, right? When you walk into the mansion. But then, what's next for you guys? Like, there might be some expansion coming up.
Side door project. Absolutely. We're looking to expand more and more. There is a room called the club room that's connected to side door. Mm-hmm. And that is currently used for Lowry's, but we're going to do some renovating to make it so we can use it for smaller groups, private space, fit in a group of 20 or so, and also use it for overflow as we get busier and busier. But the big fun one is really we're thinking about doing a speakeasy right above Sidor. Sidor sits – it's actually a room that is basically the same size as Sidor, and it has windows, so we call it the window room. And it is a giant, it is a nice open space that we have our eyes on over the next year or two, putting a space in there that we can make a speakeasy.
And, do more cocktails, or you're going to stick with beer?
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be more cocktails. We're going to stick with the beer. Beer will always be around.
We're going to do some jazz, maybe some jazz. Burlesque at some point.
Yeah. No. Heck, we already did a burlesque dinner, so we're on top of that. We did a dinner with Few, and our
theme was
burlesque.
I feel like you should have been here, Nick. I feel like that would be, where were you? Here.
Sucking at life like I always do, Brad.
It's fun stuff, but yeah, we're really excited about it. You know, I don't know how long that will take for us to do. We're just kind of in the beginning stages of discussing that, but we have our eyes on it, and Max Maxwell and myself and the rest of the team really, really want to move forward with it. So,
wait, so dude, you know, there was a Few dinner with burlesque.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. We did. It was.
I mean, that sounds pretty.
We have a really, really good relationship with Few. In fact, we bottled. We had Few. We did a collaboration with them, and they bottled a Fernet that we did. So they took our recipe, bottled it, and then we ended up. We sell it. We're incorporating it into our cocktails and things of that nature. But we figured, why not do a dinner with them? So we took their bourbon. We took their barrel aged gin. And we took their rye, and obviously the Fernet that we had, and. We did a dinner with it. We paired everything. Paul came in from Few. We did his whole show as well. He's an awesome dude himself. And, we had a really good time with it. Another thing that we're doing, we're taking – well, that's down the road. I'm going to keep that a secret for now.
But,
More to come.
Yeah, more to come. Let's say that.
But yeah, that is why I wanted to get out here, man, because you guys are doing a lot of cool stuff. And I don't know if, you know – like, people are aware, like, yo, there's some really righteous things going on right here a block from the Mag Mile in a mansion. It's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
A haunted mansion, right?
little hidden gem.
You can't make this stuff up, man.
Yeah, a little hidden gem. We're really excited about it, and the more people that find out about it, you know, the more faces that I see that I can put a smile on, the better.
Very cool, man.
Awesome. Well, should we chat about a few other events that are happening this week that might be worth checking out as well?
Yeah, let's check it out. Let's see. So let's start at Thursday, unless you got something before then.
I think there might be another. On Wednesday, we got the dinner here.
Yeah, we got the dinner here.
And then there's also another Metro event.
Okay, Metropolitan's the 6th anniversary, right?
The 666 parties they're doing. There's one across town.
Okay.
Over at Hopleaf. So I think all these kind of events are kind of the same. They're the 6 beers they're offering, and they're just kind of, you know, taking over a space and, you know, partying and drinking there. And, you know, I'm sure PK will be there maybe shotgunning some beers.
Hopefully he keeps his clothes on.
I don't know about that.
It's the anniversary.
I don't even think it has to be an anniversary. PK might just take his clothes off.
All right, so that's Thursday?
That's also Wednesday the 21st.
Wednesday the 21st. All right. We got anything else for Wednesday?
No. What do you got on Thursday?
All right, so Thursday the 22nd from 5 to 9 at Pazzo's, we've got the Midwest Beer and Food event. So this is a Mambecue and Pazzo's Grill collaboration. So Mambecue's bringing the food, and these guys are bringing a bunch of Midwest beers, including Moody Tongue, Perennial, and Boulevard, just to name a few.
Pazzo's the place that it was... the number one account for Perennial?
Yeah, it's the number two count in a state for Perennial.
That's nuts. Pazzo's. And then they got Mambecue there now, too.
Yeah, and I'm excited about Moody Tongue. He's got the, Jared's got the Sliced Nectarine IPA that's going to be on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen or had that one yet.
Me either. I had a Goose version of it when he was there.
Oh, okay.
And it was fantastic.
Stealing recipes?
or recreating them, you know, one of the two.
Yeah. What time does that kick off?
That's 5 to 9 on Thursday the 22nd.
Anything else on Thursday or move on to the weekend?
Yeah, let's jump right into Saturday night, man. Saturday night is that's the 24th at 6 p.m. It's the 4th annual Chaos Stout and Chili Night. So
Chaos, the homebrew club, right?
Yeah. They're the homebrew club. Just west of downtown.
Okay.
Yeah, and they do this every year where, you know, they're behind a few projects, right? The guys at Vice District in the South Loop, they're Chaos guys.
Okay.
And then they're actually helping produce recipes for this the Geno's East that just became a brewery, the one that used to be Michael Jordan's right on LaSalle.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they're behind that too. So they're making waves for it to be a homebrew club, which is kind of cool. Yeah, they're going to have 40 homebrews, and they're going to have as many chilies.
That's a lot of chili.
That's a lot of chili. Like,
I guess the 40 homebrews, yeah, that's fine. That's plenty. But that's a lot of chili.
Hey,
I can't. What, you maybe try 10 chilies? That's the most different chilies you could really try.
Hey, listen, man, I don't create the news, man. I just deliver it, man. That's all I do, man. And so this is, you know, obviously it's a promo for their homebrew club. $30 gets you 2 months of brewing there. And then, you can, leave your equipment there, which is one of the...
This just sounds like a dangerous combination. we already know beer festivals and events they're smelly,
yeah.
Right? And now you throw a beer event and a chili event? Come on. You know what I'm getting at.
Let's hope that a lot of this event is outside.
Okay.
Let's just hope for the best.
We need big fans.
Let's hope for the best, man. That's 6 to 11 at Chaos Brew Club, man, on the 24th.
All right. Anything on Sunday?
Nothing on Sunday. We can jump right to Tuesday the 27th.
All right. So we're recording next Tuesday, so we're going to miss out on this.
We're going to miss out on this. This is at Hub 51.
Okay.
This is a boozy dinner with Green Flash. So Green Flash is a San Diego based. They're going to be in town, and they're going to have a 3-course family style dinner with the folks at Hub 51.
Cool. Is this similar to the dinner you went to not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago?
Yeah, totally. There was a Oscar Blues dinner. And at Hub 51, when you go downstairs, that's Sub 51. On the weekends, it's a nightclub. But then during the week, it's a perfect place to have these little, you know, family style dinners with hors d'oeuvres passed around, that kind of thing. Yeah, so...
Cool.
And then, of course, you know, the reason we're here, Side Door.
and Goose Island present their beer dinner.
The beer. Yeah. So Wednesday, the 21st at 7 p.m.
Yeah, so this is a 7 p.m. start, right, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
All right, so this is a $100 ticket. You get three courses and a dessert. We ran them down for you. We're running down again. Lilith, Madame Rose, Bourbon County Stout. And to close out, you get a flight of all of this year's variants.
Crazy. Yeah.
We can just drop the mic. We can just end the show at that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, all right.
Well, that's fantastic. I know we started this new segment last week or last couple weeks. Do we got any news, some beer news happening? What's happening in the city?
All right, what's happening in the city? We got a couple news stories. We'll keep it brief. Kaiser Tiger, the beer and sausage emporium on Randolph.
Emporium?
Isn't that good? That's a great word, man. the beer sausage place. See? Emporium sounds more awesome. Anyway.
Emporium, I just...
think of the arcade.
Well, I think of the arcade, but I also imagine, like, maybe a Ferris wheel of sausage, like, sausage rides, like, I don't know, it's a fantasy land of sausage.
At minimum, ambassadors, right? Like, running around offering you sausage, right? At minimum.
The Emporium. Sausage Emporium.
So Kaiser Tiger is, for the winter, since their beer garden is slow, they're turning it into a curling space. They're setting up a curling stadium, and they're going to allow you to do curling, like, you know, like in the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the brooms and the little the pucks.
Yeah, you get the, you know, the 40-pound stone slab, and you slide it across the ice, and you brush the ice so that yours can get there faster.
Okay.
They're turning their beer garden into that, so.
I feel like I'm going to have to check this out. I've never – it's one of those things I think everyone's like, yeah, I should try this sometime.
Jeff, did you watch the Olympics, man, when the Norwegian curling team and how righteous their pants were during the Winter Olympics, man?
Specifically their pants, I missed that aspect. But, no, I did see some of the Olympics, but I happened to miss that one. You need to fill me in on that, though.
Well, that was the reason I watched. That's the reason I remember curling, because these pants were just so official, man, like straight up, like super weird, super colorful, 70s style, leisure suit style, just fantastic pants.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
So that's what I'm wearing if I'm doing this thing. Oh, but listen, the beer garden is being converted to a curling stadium. $15, 30 minutes of curling, and on the beer garden, they're going to serve hot cider whiskey, and you can make your own bacon s'mores in a fire pit.
Oh, bacon s'mores. Yeah. Damn. Okay.
Legit. They're going to do that all winter.
How long do you think it takes? Like, do you think like once you do it one time, are you like good? Like, all right, I try. Like 15 minutes, is that plenty of time?
I'm gonna be a little hammered.
I think
30 minutes is probably all you need.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I feel like people are gonna be falling on their ass for sure, right? Do you need special shoes? Is it because you don't do ice skates, right?
We're gonna be back next week with a 2-minute report on the rules of curling at Kaiser Tiger. This week we're just letting you know they're gonna do curling.
All right, sounds good. What else we got in this? Before I like. Before I come up with more weird questions about curling.
These are all fair questions, though. I'm not going to lie. These are good questions. All right. They also announced Chicago Craft Beer Week 2014. I'm sorry, 2015.
2015.
Yeah.
All right. When is it?
Change that 4 to 5. This is the 6th annual Chicago Craft Beer Week. It's going to be May 14th through the 24th.
All right. 10 days again.
Yeah. Beautiful thing. The one big thing they're going to do is the closing ceremony. The West Loop Craft Beer Fest.
Right, yeah.
That's going away. It's going to become the Ravenswood. They're calling it the 47th Street Fest because 47th is the ward number for Ravenswood.
Oh, okay.
So closing ceremonies is moving from West Loop to Ravenswood.
Are they doing that West Loop Beer Festival anymore, or is that totally gone?
It's done. Closing ceremonies is going to become a rotating thing.
Oh, really? I liked that fest. I felt like it was a great location because you got like a cool view of the city. You felt like you were downtown, but you weren't really downtown.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Yeah,
Ravenswood, as far.
Who you
it's not a Haymarket, it was right there.
I did not vote for this.
We are not on the committee.
I'm sure it'll be fun, but we did not vote for this. All right, and finally, we got one more bit of news. Goose Island, our friends at Goose Island.
Yeah.
They have a brown ale, a nut brown ale.
Uh-huh.
It's actually a pretty awesome nut brown ale. It won a gold medal at the World Beer Cup in 2008 and 2010.
and then they stopped production so they could make more awesome stuff like Madame Rose and right, you know, Lolita and Sophie, that kind of thing. They're bringing it back under the name Goose Winter Ale.
Winter Ale, okay. Is this going to be brewed in New York, or is it going to be brewed here in Chicago?
Yeah, this will be brewed right here in Sweet Home Chicago, right at Fullman Wood.
Okay.
It hasn't been in production since 2010, so it uses four malts and English hops.
That's nice. We don't have a lot of brown ales.
I like a good brown ale, especially if you got Bourbon County. We were talking about Bourbon County earlier. You do three parts brown ale, one part Bourbon County, and you can cruise on Bourbon County at that
point. Oh, okay. You know? Maybe that's why they're bringing it back.
Because everybody's tired of getting hammered on BCS. Yeah.
Well, awesome. I think that'll do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Jeff, thank you for joining us and showing us the space and, you know, sharing your Upland with us.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, gentlemen. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, man. Cheers to you, man, and congratulations to this awesome program you've got, as well as to the expansion you got coming forward. And, guys, don't forget Goose Island and Side Door Wednesday, 7 p.m., three-course dinner, all the BCS variants, $100. Email Jeff for more information, all right?
And, Nick, if people want to talk to you or get in touch, how can they reach out?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. And website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to all these events we talk about, how to get in touch with everyone. And, you know, yeah, check that out. And then our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We post photos, other events we come across that just can't mention on the show. It's not enough time. We don't want to bore you guys with all these events that you can't make it to that are happening out of your neighborhood. So check that out. I'm sure there'll be some photos of us drinking some Upland there shortly. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, gentlemen.